But first, Proposition 305 would substantially expand who is eligible to participate in the state's Empowerment Scholarship Account, or ESA, program. That program allows parents to pull their kids out of public district schools and get 90% of the money that would otherwise have gone to the child's public school district so they can attend a private school. Prop 305 is on the ballot asking voters to either uphold or get rid of a law that state legislators passed last year to expand the ESA program. But an Arizona Republic analysis has found that most Arizona students who use ESAs to go to a private school are disproportionately leaving wealthier, well-rated school districts. And we're joined now by Rob O'Dell with the Republic for a few minutes to discuss what he has found. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
So start by breaking down these numbers for us that you found this time around.
Yeah, so basically 70% of the money that goes to these public money for private school, when they leave districts, they're leaving A or B rated districts, and only 7% is coming from D or F rated districts. And you should see a larger amount from the D and F rated districts, because you can leave a D and F rated school just because it's rated D or F. Where an A or B rated school, you need to be one of these six classes, which includes special needs, DNF schools, foster children, et cetera.
Yeah, and we had you on, I know, last year to talk about a similar investigation where you crunched the numbers, and it's gotten a little better since then, I understand?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit better. It's 70% going to A and B schools and 7% this year. Last year it was 75% and 4%. So the numbers have gotten better, but we still have this effect where the students are leaving, wealthier and higher performing schools.
Right. So let's talk about what might be behind this. What have you found in terms of why?
Well, one of the reasons why is because the students who are leaving the wealthier schools, they are more disabled. So the higher your average, the more disabled you are, the more money you get from the program. So those students in those schools, they're more disabled, which means that those students are able to leave the A and B schools, but we don't see that same effect in the D and F schools. So a lot of this program was put together to help disabled students get better educations. So they're able to do that if they leave the wealthier districts. The poor performing districts, they're not able to do that. So that's this big discrepancy in money that comes from those schools. And the same thing is true when you hold by income. If you're at a school with lower free and reduced lunch, mm-hmm. you have higher awards, and higher free and reduced lunch, you have lower awards.
So what kind of reaction are you getting this time around? I mean, this is just less than a few weeks here from the election when Prop 305 will be on the ballot. What are the proponents of this saying about the numbers behind this that you're finding?
Well, the people who are against vouchers say that this basically shows that it's a handout for the wealthy. How could a poor student pay for half of it? Because typically you get about $5,000 if you're a non-disabled student. The tuition for a private school can be much more than that. So people who are against vouchers would say, you know, this is a welfare for the rich, because how could poor people come up with the rest of the money to go to private school. Those proponents for vouchers will say, we just need to do more outreach. It's clear that the more wealthy parents, know about this program, the poorer parents don't.
Yeah. So looking toward the election, I know there's been a lot out there about the money around the Prop 305 race, and we've talked about how some Republican donors are pulling out of backing that, some people who used to be for it, in fact. Do you have any sense at this point, Rob, about where this proposition may fare?
I think it's going to be pretty close, mainly because both sides have to do a lot of education about what this actually means. Mm-hmm. A lot of people understand what vouchers are. If you read the actual ballot language, it kind of makes it seem like it's a scholarship program for low-income students. So people who don't know anything about it, we did some polling on it. Democrats, who you would expect to be against vouchers, were for it just based on reading the ballot language, mm-hmm. while Republicans, who you would expect to be for it, were against it. So given that both sides seem to be deeply confused about it, I think it's going to come down and it's going to be pretty close. I don't know which way it will go.
Yeah, that makes it a lot harder to read the tea leaves there. All right, that's Rob O'Dell with the Arizona Republic. Rob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.